It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
There's only 1 week to go until deadline day, and the transfer market will be at full throttle until the window slams shut. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Wesley Fofana, Antony, and Cristiano Ronaldo are just some of the names that could be on the move in the next few days. And I'm joined by my brother Fabrizio Romano to break down the latest news and rumors from the transfer world. Que Golazo, a live episode, begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Que Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Que Golazo. We are so close on getting 22,000 subscribers. Let's keep on going. Thank you so much for the love. Fabrizio Romano, how are you, my man? How's everything going on this beautiful Wednesday?
All good, my friend. All good. Nice to see you as always. Many things happening. So my phone is always ringing and always ready to answer.
Your phone is always ringing. It's always buzzing. We won't take any more of your time. So we got a lot to go through. And by the way, it's a live episode today, everybody. So make sure that you throw in your questions. Our producer, Des Norris, will, you know, send them to me and we'll try and get them by the end of the show. We're trying to do as much as we can in this show. First of all, by the way, Barcelona and Manchester City face off today at the Spotify Camp Nou in a great game for a greater cause, a friendly match to help fund research about ASL. You can watch the game exclusively on CBS Sports Network at 3:30 Eastern. Speaking of Barcelona, Fabrizio Romano, let's discuss how the Catalan club is doing. I hear, obviously, the Portuguese star Bernardo Silva was an interest for a while, but he's still at Manchester City, of course. Ferran Soriano, by the way, says it's a little late to discuss ins and outs. I'm intrigued by that comment. What's the latest with Barcelona, specifically Bernardo Silva?
The latest with Barcelona is that they have to register Koundé. There is nothing else for Barcelona that will happen before registering Koundé. So a lot of rumors, and it's normal because they want to try to do something else, like the left back with Marcos Alonso, the right back with Joan Foyt from Villarreal. They have many targets, but the priority now is to make room in the salary structure and register Jules Koundé. So the priority for Barcelona is only to proceed with that deal, with the possibility of selling maybe Aubameyang to Chelsea. There is a negotiation ongoing, trying to understand what happens with Memphis Depay, because now Juventus are focusing on Arkadiusz Milik more than on Depay after they missed out on the deal for Adrien Rabiot to Manchester United. And this is why Milik is a cheaper option, but it's a problem for Barcelona because they needed to free some space also with Memphis Depay to Juventus. So the priority for Barca is to register Jules Koundé as soon as possible. The player is waiting. Barcelona are pushing to find a solution, but as mentioned, it's not so easy. So Bernardo Silva has always been the dream of Barcelona this summer, has always been the dream signing for Xavi in the midfield. But with Frankie de Jong at the moment still on the same position, staying at Barcelona with his ideas of staying at Barca, it's really complicated. And as you mentioned, Ferran Soriano confirmed that the intention at Manchester City is to keep the player and to plan with the player, also because replacing Bernardo Silva in 7 days is not so easy. So this is why for Bernardo, the moment, everything is not proceeding. Everything is quiet. It's true that Bernardo also had this dream of joining Barca, but he's not going to force anything with Man City. He will be respectful. And so now the priority for Barcelona is to register Jules Koundé as soon as possible.
Okay, Jules Koundé, the center back, of course, is the main component, the main factor here. How about the outs, very specifically on Serginho Dest? This being a USMNT-centric podcast, Fabrizio Romano, we've known for a while he's not in Xavi's plans. What's the latest on Serginho Dest in terms of him leaving Barcelona?
Basically, still the same situation, similar to Frankie de Jong. In the case of Sergiño Dest, the intention of Barcelona is to find a solution. The intention of Xavi is to send him out of Barca to find a solution, maybe in Premier League with some Premier League club. But as of now, Sergiño Dest is still intentioned to stay at Barcelona to fight for his place and to have an opportunity at Barca. So it's another complicated one for Barcelona. Let's see if some important club will jump into it and so will change the situation. But as of today, while we're speaking, both Frankie de Jong and Sergiño Dest insist to stay at Barca. So it's not easy. It's not easy in this moment. But for Sergiño Dest, I would keep the situation open till the end because maybe some important European club can decide to go for him.
Of course, our headline perfectly describes the situation of Barcelona. Barcelona's complicated window. Let's go from Barcelona and into the Premier League and Chelsea. We mentioned Aubameyang. What's the latest from Chelsea's side regarding Aubameyang? And then obviously adding even deeper back then to Wesley Fofana, who you have reported for a while now. He's wanted to go to Chelsea. Leicester City seemed to be open to it. So what's the Chelsea situation, both offensively and defensively?
Yes, they're working on Aubameyang, and for Aubameyang there is still no agreement with Barcelona. I think it's a strategy game now. Chelsea know that Barcelona need to register Koundé and need to sell Aubameyang if they want to make some room for him. But at the same point, Barcelona know that Thomas Tuchel's priority is Pierre Aubameyang and that Chelsea are really interested in Aubameyang as priority target. So it's a strategy game. The bid is around £15 million plus some add-ons. Barcelona always ask it around 30 million euros, no less than 30 million euros. So there is still no agreement between the two clubs, but they are in direct contact. Also today, there will be new contacts. So let's see if they can find a way or not. Personal terms are agreed since last week between Aubameyang and Chelsea. And same with Wesley Fofana. There is an agreement between Wesley and Chelsea since long time. Wesley Fofana is desperate to join Chelsea. He wants to join Chelsea as soon as possible. He's obsessed with Chelsea move. He's his dream move. And so this is why he's insisting with Leicester. But at the same point, still no full agreement between Leicester and Chelsea. The third bid was £70 million with some add-ons included, not accepted. So at the moment, the deal is still not agreed between clubs. But the feeling internally at Chelsea is that they will try again this week for Fofana. They want him. Fofana wants Chelsea. And so both Aubameyang and Fofana are two priority targets for Chelsea for these hours, next days, and the end of the window.
A lot of money being thrown around here from Chelsea. Let's add another one to the mix here. Anthony Gordon from Everton. CFC says, do you feel Fofana and Gordon will end up being at Chelsea Football Club? You've already answered Fofana. Let's focus a little bit on Anthony Gordon, the Everton attacker, because he also reportedly really wants a Chelsea move.
Yes, he really wants Chelsea move. He has an agreement with Chelsea on a six-year deal. He feels there is an incredible opportunity for him to go to Chelsea, super young, and so to have this opportunity right now is something really huge and big. But at the moment, still no agreement with Everton. Yesterday, Frank Lampard was so clear they want a quick solution for this story, so to reach an agreement soon or to keep the player. Everton are still not accepting £60 million add-ons included. Maybe the add-ons structure could be important to understand if they can find an agreement, or maybe to include some player, because we know that Frank Lampard is a big fan of many of the young talents at Chelsea, like Gallagher or Armando Broja. So let's see if they can find a way with some player included. But as of now, it's still under discussion between the two clubs, and the player is pushing. Gordon would love to join Chelsea. He would be respectful with Everton. I would say, for example, Wesley Fofana is desperate to go to Chelsea. Gordon is still dreaming of Chelsea, but he's really respectful with Everton. So it's kind of different situation on player side too. But I feel that Chelsea will push again for Gordon, for Fofana, and for Aubameyang in the next hours, days.
And a great stuff for Gordon if he can do it. Obviously, he wants Champions League football, and even a big opportunity for him to join the England national team ahead of the World Cup. Speaking of the Spanish-English transactional business, let's go back to La Liga for a second. The team that perhaps we haven't all. Des Norris reminds me, very well said. Yes, thank you, Des. I think we have a question, actually, just before we leave Chelsea. There is a big news here. Well, I guess in terms of the rumor mill, Fabrizio, I don't know how true this is. But Rafael Leao seems to be a big objective here for the Blues as well. Do you have anything there?
I think that it's going to be really difficult to sign Rafael Leao, honestly, with 7 days left, so 8 days left on the window. Really difficult. Really difficult because he has release clause, 150 million euros. He's the most important player in a similar team. And so if they want to sign him, they have to pay the release clause or nothing. So at the moment, it's not something that is like a negotiation with Milan or with a player. He's appreciated by Chelsea since a long time. Thomas Tuchel, big fan, but at the same point, they need to pay the release clause. And at the moment, we are not at that stage. They are focused on different targets.
And let's not forget, AC Milan, you know, have their own objectives. Champions League, of course, coming into the frame as well. All right, let's move to Atletico Madrid here. Fab, I'm really confused for a little. Diego Simeone, after the Villarreal loss, came out with a quote, and it kind of confused me a little bit. He said, I feel like it was a warning to Atleti fans, and maybe you might have to expect a few exits. He said, hopefully those of us who are here will stay, and if one leaves, another will arrive. And neither club nor the team will be harmed. So I'm thinking about the likes of somebody like Alvaro Morata, of course, who remains a topic of conversation. Antoine Griezmann as well, and even maybe João Felix. Is there anything going on that we don't know about Atletico Madrid, possible outs?
I think that Simeone said that because it's true that this summer Atletico Madrid received an incredible amount of proposals for their best players. For example, Chelsea wanted Marcos Llorente in July and they refused a proposal, but also the player wanted to stay at Atletico Madrid. But João Felix with Manchester United approach, not official bid, but an approach, and they said no. Mateus Cunha, a proposal from Manchester United, and they said no. Yannick Carrasco, many clubs approached them and Atletico Madrid always rejecting proposals. Alvaro Morata, you mentioned him, but also Renan Lodi was a target for Manchester City before signing Sergio Gomez, and Atletico Madrid and the player said no. So
Simeone is like a superhero, just going poof, 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 just rejecting transfer after transfer.
This is why he's mentioning, I think, that it could happen because we know that sometimes in the market you receive crazy proposals. At the moment there is not a negotiation like advance for any player, any important player, to leave Atletico Madrid, but it's fair to say that in case that happens, they are prepared to go on the market for any replacement. So at the moment, they know that their player are really wanted on the market, but it's still not something advanced or close. So let's keep an eye on Atletico Madrid till the end, because we are also used to see Atletico Madrid as part of crazy deadline day. For example, last summer was the case with the Griezmann, Saul and Luke de Jong story with Barcelona and Sevilla. So it can also happen this summer, something like that. But at the moment, it's still nothing advanced.
Yeah, good point. Keep your eye on Atletico Madrid until the very last second of the transfer window here. All right, we're going to take a break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to aggressively answer your questions and some include, of course, some business with Newcastle United and a certain Swedish striker. No, not that one. Manchester United and much, much more. Fabrizio Romano in the house. LME here. We both look like we're about to, you know, go to a Gap commercial. Look pretty good with a white t-shirt. But we'll be right back, taking a break. When we come back, plenty more. Que Golazo live with Fabrizio Romano. We'll be right back.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Welcome back, everybody. Fabrizio Romano, LME, Que Golazo live, transfer chatter. Paramount Plus, by the way, is the only place to stream every minute of every Serie A match. And you can quickly and easily sign up for your very own account right now with a free 1 month trial by going to paramountplus.com/Italy. paramountplus.com/Italy. Just click the try it free button and use promo code Italy for instant access to the best Italian club soccer available across all of your devices. Visit paramountplus.com/Italy and start streaming today. All right, Fab. Romano, you're a busy man. I know that your phone is buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. Let's talk about Newcastle United. You came out just now before you came on live, some major reports here regarding the very talented striker and Newcastle, Alexander Isaac from Real Sociedad. What's going on?
Yes, there is an agreement in place between Newcastle and Real Sociedad for Alexander Isaac. It's going to be around 70 million euros. They're still discussing the payment terms and the add-on structure, but everything will be completed soon. There is an agreement on personal terms with the agents. So Newcastle are closing on this Alexander Isaac deal. It's a matter of final details. We know they're working on João Pedro too. Since 2-3 days, they have an agreement ready with Watford, waiting to send the official documents and then to complete the deal. So this is another important stage of the negotiation to sign the contract, but Watford are waiting for Newcastle. So this Isaac deal, I think it's really important because it's a club record fee for Newcastle. It's also a club record sale for Real Sociedad, a really talented player. So let's see the timing to complete the deal. It will happen before the weekend or not, but everything is on track between Newcastle and Real Sociedad. And I think it's a really important one. He's a player we mentioned many times on the market because in January he was one of the potential targets for Arsenal. He's been in the list of many important clubs for many, many months. And now the opportunity for him to move to the Premier League, to show his skills in the Premier League. And again, how smart Newcastle are on the market, how good is the timing, and many times planning with the manager, with Eddie Howe, is doing a great job. So I think a really smart signing set to be completed.
Yeah, you mentioned him as well, but João Pedro from Watford, I know that there was a little bit of a back and forth there between Newcastle and the London club. We have a question from Mishko. Mishko, thank you so much. João Pedro, still going to Newcastle after Isaac news? Question mark.
I can tell you, till yesterday night, they were just waiting for the documents on Newcastle side. So Watford considered also this deal agreed with Newcastle, and then to send the documents and to complete the deal with João Pedro to have a medical and everything. Now let's see after Isaac, but the feeling around the deal is that they're still in contact. So it's up to Newcastle now if they want to complete also this negotiation or not. I think João Pedro is a really talented player. He can play as a winger, as a center striker too. He can be really smart solution for Eddie Howe. So let's see what they will decide, but they were still working on it since yesterday night. So it's up to Newcastle now to decide on this one.
From one Brazilian in the championship to a Brazilian in the Eredivisie, Anthony is a tremendous talent. And it's no secret from your reporting, Fab, that, you know, he wants Manchester United. Manchester United, Erik ten Hag specifically want him. What's the latest there?
Yes, it's waiting for the new proposal from Manchester United. Let's see if it will happen today or maybe tomorrow, how long it will take. But Manchester United have to submit a new proposal if they want to sign Anthony. Ajax are waiting for Manchester United to proceed with the new proposal. So same on player side. He did his best to join Man United because there is an agreement between Anthony and United on the contract. He's forcing the move with Ajax because he was not playing with Sparta Rotterdam. He was not training with the squad on Friday and Saturday. So Anthony's message to Ajax has been pretty clear. He wants to join Man United as soon as possible. Now it's up to Man United to raise their bid, to negotiate again with Ajax, and to try to reach full agreement. So work in progress, I would say, but now it's time to see what happens on Ajax side once they will receive the new proposal from Man United. So let's wait and see.
Here's an interesting one, Fabrizio Romano, that actually, you know, I was just having my coffee earlier today and I turn on Sky Sports and I see our very own CBS Sports Jonathan Johnson talking about the possibility of Cristiano Ronaldo to Marseille, of all places. Is there any truth of that? I mean, he was talking about some reports maybe from France specifically, but, you know, the window is shutting for Ronaldo if he wants to leave. And now Marseille enters the frame. Have you heard anything of this?
Honestly, no. I have to be honest. At the moment, no. At the moment, no. Then never say never in the market. Let me say that it would be fantastic to see Ronaldo in Marseille because Olympique Marseille fans are incredible. And so I can just imagine what would happen at the Velodrome in case Cristiano Ronaldo scored a goal there.
It would be ridiculous.
At the same point, at the moment, I don't have any information on this one.
No. All righty. Well, we'll keep up the track.
Sorry. Of course.
No, listen. Hey, all you got to do is just go on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and you'll come up with the news if there's any more developments from that. Hey, we got some Q&As now. Let's go super aggressive before we say goodbye to Fabrizio Romano, which, by the way, you can follow his content every single week. Watenga, Cesar, any updates on Pedro Neto to Arsenal? A lot of questions about Pedro Neto and Arsenal. What's going on?
They had to complete the deal for Nicolas Pepe to Nice before entering into the new winger deal, advanced negotiations. And so yesterday, Bruno Lage, after the game from Wolves, he said again that they have not received any official proposal for Pedro Neto, but Arsenal interest is there. He's one of the big names they have in the list. And so I'm sure that they will be on it once they will sell Nicolas Pepe to Nice, or loan out him to Nice, because it's going to be a loan deal for one season. And so negotiations in progress for Pepe, and then we will see what happens with Petroneto, step by step.
All right. Is there anything more regarding Arsenal? Tielemans from Leicester City as well. I hear that, you know, last time you were talking about him, that Leicester City were opening to the idea, perhaps. What's going on there?
He's always the same, waiting for an official bid since May. So it's up to Arsenal. At the moment, there is no official bid. The player would be happy to join Arsenal, and Arsenal have his name in the list. But as of now, there is no official bid from Arsenal. So we have to wait and see if they will decide to jump into it at the end of the market. Maybe it could be a strategy, or if they will go for different players. But at the moment, there is not a negotiation between Leicester and Arsenal for Tielemans.
So remember, Arsenal fans, it could be done, but it's up to Arsenal at this point to meet up the demands of what Leicester City wants. Des Norris, do we have any more questions regarding Arsenal's transfer window, or perhaps from any other club? Nothing on Arsenal. All right, well, very quickly here, let's talk about Leeds United for a second. We did touch on this earlier in the week, of course. Such a great win against Chelsea. Are there any more permutations since you started talking about Leeds United? Is Jesse March looking for anybody else?
Yes, for a striker. As we mentioned last time, they are looking for a potential opportunity if they find a new striker, with Nyonto, who could be a possibility. But it's not something imminent at the moment. It's something that I feel that could go to the final days of the window if they find the right opportunity at the right price. They are really happy with the market they had this summer, with the impact of the squad with this new Premier League season. So I think at the moment it's not something imminent. Nyonto remains a possibility, but not the only one. They are looking for a striker, no longer for a left back. They used it to look for a left back because they were not sure of Junior Firpo conditions. But now he's coming back. They're really happy with the squad they have, and so only for a striker.
All right. Well, this is the Aston Villa minute here. Anything there going on with Villa? Oh, Moussa Dembélé, Des Norris asking. Now, let me ask Villa first. What's going on there? Obviously, we were talking about how there's possibility. Well, first of all, the Diego Carlos absence. Are there any further advancements regarding a possible search for a new center back, whether that's permanent or, as I believe, a loan?
Yes, could be a loan. They are still exploring the market. It's not something close, but we know how Aston Villa work. It was the same with Ismail Assar. They are really under the radar, and then they jump into the right deal. So for sure, as Steven Gerrard mentioned yesterday, they will go for a centre-back. They are looking to include also some creativity to the squad. And so I think two signings before the end of the window is what Aston Villa want to do. Still nothing advanced or close, but they want a centre-back. They are exploring the market. Many centre-backs have been offered to Aston Villa. So let's see what they will decide.
Yeah, and Steven Gerrard said it himself yesterday after the win over Bolton. There's some business trying to be done before the end of the window. All right, two players here for you. Moussa Dembélé, a lot of attention on him. Is there any more advancements regarding the French star and anybody interested?
No, honestly, no. Many, many clubs always in the rumors for Moussa Dembélé, but at the moment it's not something close or imminent. I think Man United have different priorities, like Anthony, the second goalkeeper. Let's see for the right back what happens. And also for other clubs, rumors around him, still nothing close. But he's the typical name that we have to watch till the end of the deadline day, because it could be a possibility. But as of now, still nothing close.
How about Zaniolo to Tottenham? Antonio Conte looking to strengthen his squad before the end of the window. Anything there? Or Traore as well?
I don't see Roma selling Zaniolo now. He's also injured for the next month. So I think it's a complicated one as of now for Zaniolo. And he has to discuss a new deal with Roma. So at the moment, it's still something quiet.
Okay, guys, we had a question about Memphis Depay to Juventus, but Fabrizio did answer it already regarding it all really depends on Barcelona trying to figure it all out. Obviously, there's a lot of business that has to be done, right, Fab, internally with Barca for Memphis
yes.
to do anything
outgoings.
With Juventus.
Yes, 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 yes.
So please make sure that, you know, rewatch this, reread this, and you know, come up with more creative questions. Memphis Depay, we know the situation. All right. Well, let's finish off with Fabrizio Romano. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, CBS Sports, as well as Fab, you know, gets ready for a very busy week. Before we leave you, Fab, anything that we should be paying attention to that we're perhaps not?
Yes, I wanted to mention Cody Gakpo because we're always mentioning Anthony for Manchester United, but they're still in contact also with Cody Gakpo agents. Nothing will happen today because of the Champions League qualifying game important for PSV with Rangers. But I think later in the week or maybe next week for Man United remains a topic, Cody Gakpo. There is not a negotiation with PSV and Owen, but still in contact with his agents. I think Man United want to be prepared in case any problem on Anthony deal to go for Cody Gakpo. And so both Gakpo and Anthony are two players that Manchester United are working on, two negotiations ongoing, and so we have to keep an eye also on Cody Gakpo, not just on Anthony.
All righty. Well, that's it. Fabrizio Romano, thank you so much for being part of the show. Make sure to follow him at Fabrizio Romano on all social accounts and CBS Sports Fab. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend, as always, and see you soon later in the week on Che Golazo.
Absolutely. See you later, everybody. Make sure to follow Fabrizio Romano at LM Echegaray. Che Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Che Golazo. We got plenty more to come, including our weekend preview and our live Champions League draw, by the way, which is tomorrow, of course, and weekend recap and so much more. Have a fantastic rest of your day, rest of your week, and we'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.